You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Byer, the best in the business. Once again, back in business, joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, Professor Christian. Nate, what's up?
Hey, Mike. I am your faithful co-host, but it is the draft season, and I might be guesting on some other shows over the next couple months.
As long as it's not Tuesday nights from the hours of 8 to
11.
Question mark. Yeah, then that's fine.
All right. Well, I'm glad I have your blessing.
I will be doing some guest spots as well, although I have to sit down as opposed to what I've done in the past.
So my services have been requested.
There you go. Well, I look forward to finding out where you're going, or where you're guesting, and giving
not where I'm going. I'm staying right here, Mike. Yes. Don't worry.
That is good. One thing that won't be staying on Nate's roster is running backs, because we know that he hates them with a passion. So,
yeah, well,
not only does he hate them, we decided to do an episode devoted to running backs.
Oh my gosh!
So today we're going to be doing buy, sell, hold, avoid, running back edition. Nate, when you saw this topic, just what was your first thought?
Well, my first thought, I looked at the first player. I was like, okay, I'm cool with this. Next topic, because I actually hadn't read the topic yet. So I was like, okay, first player, second player. I was like, okay. All right, well, okay. Third player, what's going on here? And then I scrolled up. I saw that it was all running backs. And then I immediately just laid my hands into my face into my hands and cried for about 3 minutes before I pulled myself together and hop back on PFF. Yep.
And here we are.
That's basically how it went down.
Nate, let's just hop right into it then. Player number one, buy, sell, hold, avoid, and that is Miami Dolphins running back Devon Achane. Nate, looks like we're in agreement, but what are you doing here?
I am holding Devon Achane. I know some people want to sell him. They're worried about his size, the fact that he's already had an injury. They want to sell high on Devon Achane. But look at the running back landscape. There's not that many young running backs that can absolutely change a week like Devon Achane can. His potential every single week, that upside, that weekly upside we have with him that we saw just this year, there's not many players that have that kind of upside. In fact, like CMC, Jonathan Taylor, Breece Hall. Those are the guys that have that kind of – Jahmyr Gibbs. He fits in that category. He might not be as consistent as those guys, and that's why, for me, he's certainly out of that top five, which is like a really good top five right now. And then Devon Achane is outside of that, but he offers some of that same upside as those other guys. So this is kind of like your access point to get a little taste of that top upside, but maybe not in a quite consistent way as those other guys. But still – 7.5 yards per carry, Mike, on 100-plus attempts. He's the only player ever averaged that many per carry with that much volume. Like, it's crazy the efficiency that he had this year.
I'm not worried about the injury. He's a running back. Running backs get hurt. You know, gone are the days where you have guys like Emmitt Smith who played through everything. Adrian Peterson, pretty healthy for the most part throughout his career. Got banged up here and there. But those days are gone, man. That's just how it is. The game's different nowadays, too. But I'm holding as well. And, you know, we think Raheem Mostert's going to be gone soon. I'm not sure if he's a free agent or not this year. I forgot to look. My apologies. But he's in his 30s. I think there's going to be competition there. They'll bring someone in.
For sure, somebody.
But competition that accents him, not hinders him, my opinion. He's going to be the 1A. And, you know, Nate pointed out, great, missed 5 games with a knee sprain, and he still really piled the stats on.
He sure did.
You know, I also think I would buy him. I don't think you could buy him affordably right now is the problem. You're going to be paying at this point in the offseason. I do not want to overpay for a running back at all. If I'm going to overpay, let me do it closer to the season when it's more pressing for me to set a lineup. Not right now, because so many things can happen between now and the start of the season. Let's not panic. You got a lot of time to set lineups, so don't overpay now.
Yeah, and I think Achan's pretty expensive because, like I said, he's right outside that top 5, but he's not very far out because it just kind of becomes a wasteland after that.
And let's not forget, he got the landing spot we wanted him to get, so be happy about it. Start him. Let's move on. Nate, the guy who's going to be backing up Tank Bigsby soon, apparently, and that is Jacksonville Jaguars running back Travis Etienne. That's a joke, everybody. Nate was just really high on Tank Bigsby, if you're a new listener.
It was. Didn't work out too well, but that's how it goes sometimes.
So it looks like you and I are going to differ here.
We are. And so I have him as a hold right now. And part of this just comes from the fact that because I don't like running backs, the reason I don't like running backs is because the landscape of the running back position is kind of, like I said, wasteland. It is very much a grab bag at the same time. And I just like to avoid that. I like to avoid all those question marks, all those unknowns. So if I have Travis Etienne on my team, I'm holding him. I'm not selling him because I know what I'm getting with Travis Etienne. Tank Bigsby is not competition for Travis Etienne. We learned that this year. You know, he was a volume back. His yards per carry did go down. The efficiency was lower, but he got a lot of volume. You know, Travis Etienne was one of the rushing leaders for this year. And he 16 more attempts than 2020. Sorry, I'm getting myself all messed up on my notes here. Look, he still missed a lot of forced tackles, okay? 64 this year, 64 last year. He's able to make people miss. He creates yards after the contact. It was a little bit down this year. The efficiency numbers were down this year, but the Jaguars' offense was down this year. And I think if they can find somebody that can complement Travis Etienne, that should help those efficiency numbers out because they were – using him as their in-between-the-tackles runner, which is not Travis Etienne's, you know, strength necessarily. He can do that, but we want to give him opportunities where he can make explosive plays. And he wasn't being put in those positions very as often as we'd like to see that with the Jaguars. I do think the Jaguars' offense continues to improve. Even if this is his floor, you're pretty happy with this as a floor. So I'm holding on the Travis Etienne. And then when I went to go look and see how much it costs to buy or sell Travis Etienne, can you do it for a 25 first and a second? I don't think there's any way, but I was seeing that in some places where people are trying to sell on Travis Etienne. Maybe it's a late 24 first and a second. That I would do that because you're getting a running back that you know. And if you're competitive, running backs are valuable. But if you can get 2 first for Travis Etienne, I'm shipping him off.
I don't know if you could. I am selling, by the way, and for some of the reasons that you pointed out, just the efficiency was down. Although the touchdowns were up a little bit, I kind of like what I can get if I'm moving on from him. You know, super flex league, we're looking at like a late first might end up being, I would try for a late first and a second for sure. And if it had to be a 2025 second, okay, I could deal with that. If it ends up being a late first and maybe an early third, we can make that work too. And I mean, in a one quarterback league, we're talking a late first, like the 110 to 112. Maybe that moves up to the 106, 108 to 109-ish, somewhere around there. And then obviously another pick on top of that as well. And I'm okay with that. I don't mind moving on from him. This is going to be a contract year for Etienne as well. Let's not forget he did miss his first year with an injury. And that's not a detriment to him, just like it's not a detriment to Devon Achane. I'm just making the point that he did do that. So we're going into a contract year as well. So I want to kind of sell high a little bit because if he's not resigned, which Nate thinks he may not be, because it's going to be Tank's team, you're going to be losing out.
You know, Etienne does have He does have a fifth-year option.
That is true. But we don't know if they're going to pick it up or not.
But they will pick it up this offseason, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's not Doug EP's guy.
So we will know soon. You know, that's what I was hoping for, Mike. That's what I was hoping for.
you never know, too, what's going to happen there. I mean, could end up being more of a timeshare. Who knows anymore?
We'll see.
We never know. Let's move on to the next one. Kenneth Walker. Let's not forget about Kenneth Walker. They drafted Zach Charbonnet to open up the screen game.
Yeah. And you know what? It worked, kind of, because Charbonnet was the receiving back for this team because Kenneth Walker had just the same amount of receiving work as he did the year before, but he was more efficient with it.
It was so weird.
Look, in 2022, Kenneth Walker had 28 receptions for 168 yards. In 2023, he had 29 receptions, but for 259 yards and a touchdown. So not quite double the receiving yards, but much more efficient on basically the same amount of work. So he was more efficient there. Unfortunately, Kenneth Walker was not that efficient as a runner on this year. He did average 13.3 fantasy points per game, which was RB20. Averaged 13.5 last year, which was RB16. So relatively similar season as well, slightly better than last year. His yards per carry did go down from 4.6 to 4.1. He did force more missed tackles this year per attempt, though. And his yards per carry was slightly down per, I mean, yards per contact after attempt was slightly down. So at the end of all those stats, what's that come out to? Kenneth Walker basically just had the same year, slightly down efficiency-wise, but pretty much the same year as he had the year before. And with Zach Charbonnet being the next guy there who's going to be involved, I think we just kind of know what we're getting with Kenneth Walker now. I think this is Kenneth Walker. We have a, you know, a back-end RB2, mid-RB2, probably. Yeah, like a mid-RB2, RB16-ish. That's good. That's good to have. But as long as Zach Charbonnet is there and they're going to put emphasis on the passing game, I don't know if Kenneth Walker really gives you top 12 upside on a seasonal basis unless all of a sudden he's going to be the goal line back. So with that in mind and where he's being valued, I'm going to sell Kenneth Walker, Mike. I'm going to sell Kenneth Walker. Can I get a mid-first, like into that top seven in the first round in Superflex? If it's like one quarterback or I can't get that mid-first, can I get a first and a second? Can I get like a late first and a second for Kenneth Walker? I think that's something I would be looking to do as well. If I get a late first and a second, I can pick up a wide receiver I like in the first and a running back in the second. I'll take that diversification from Kenneth Walker in this opportunity. And if I really need a running back, I'd rather go value shopping for like James Cook, Rashad White with just a single first or 2 seconds. You know, I'd much rather go get those guys. I think those are better values giving me, I mean, James Cook and Rashad White were both top 12 running backs this year. Why would I not want those guys over Kenneth Walker? I mean, straight up, I'd rather have those guys than Kenneth Walker.
You know, Nate, it's almost like you were looking at my notes because I had those guys on there, and that's the reason I'm avoiding Kenneth Walker. I don't want to buy him right now. And, you know, you said you're talking about a running back two, and that's great. You need running back twos on your team. But it's the offseason, and I know I just said I don't want to pay too much for a running back. However, this is the time where you want to make your team as good as possible. And filling it in with running back twos, to me, isn't so much of an upgrade. So I'm going to avoid him. And Charbonnet's there. We have to be honest, too. Neither Kenneth Walker nor Zach Charbonnet were drafted by the current regime. You're like, oh, they're under contract. Yeah, because players that are under contract have never gotten traded before in their life. So we don't know what's going to happen there. Don't forget about Kenny McIntosh. Just want to throw it out there. He's there. And DJ Dallas is still hanging around, too.
Hey, DJ Dallas forever.
We did talk about the slight dip in numbers. I'm not going to go over it again. Played the same amount of games. So numbers down, game same. Sounds like Tony Pollard. Did have one more receiving touchdown this year than the year before, though.
Hey, there we go.
But, you know, if we're in a startup, just say, you know, because Kenneth Walker's ADP is 53. He's 53rd player off the board. James Cook and Rashad White, who I think have a chance to be more effective and have more volume than Kenneth Walker, are going about 10 picks later than him. James Cook, his ADP is 62 and Rashad White's is 63.
Yeah.
So you can wait almost the full round and get these guys here. That's what I would do. You know what else? Like,
what?
I would hang tight while we have a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Fantastic. Welcome back, everybody. Speak of the devil, Rashad White. Nate, you and I are semi in agreement here. I have one additional caveat to what you had, but why don't you kick it off for us?
I'm buying Rashad White. I know I just talked about it on the last player. I think Rashad White's a value. You know, if I can get him for 2 seconds or late first, I'm getting a top 12 running back. That's what he was this year. That's what I expect him to be next year. You know, 114 receptions, Mike, over the past 2 years for Rashad White. I love that kind of production out of my running back. And also, he's played 17 games in both seasons so far in his career. Impressive. So he's been healthy. Availability of the running back position is perhaps one of the most important traits with how we've seen the running back position go down. Look at that. That was a nice little pun there. Literally, they're going down. Look, average 15.8 fantasy points per game in 2023. That was good for 10th overall. 1,500 scrimmage yards in 2023. People look at his numbers and they don't see like a ton of rushing yards. They don't see a lot of rushing efficiency. So they, you know, they're like, oh, Rashad White, he just gets receptions. That's just what he is. That's why he's good. He's not a good running back. No, Rashad White's a good running back. That's the reason he has 1,500 scrimmage yards in the NFL. There's a reason that he's the RB1 for a team that went to the playoffs. Rashad White is a good running back. He's got little competition in the backfield. I expect him to bring somebody in to give him some competition, but he's the RB1 there. He's the day two pick. He's on a good contract where they're not spending a lot of money on him and they're getting a lot of production out of him. He's going to continue to be the main receiving back there, which is where we really love to get that fantasy production from. And he's just a really good receiver, Mike. He's a weapon for that team. This year, over 18% of his receiving snaps were either in the slot or out wide. So he's not just catching these out of the backfield. They're lining him up across the line of scrimmage. They're trying to get him involved in plays. Rashad White is being undervalued just because people don't value him as a running back. But does it even matter if you think he's a good running back or not? He's going to get fantasy points. No, I think Rashad White is a great buy right now.
I agree. And that's why I'm buying or holding if I have him already. I think Baker's back. Mike Evans is going to leave. All signs are pointing to that right now. We don't know what's going to happen there exactly. And like Nate pointed out, Rashad White, 114 receptions in 2 years. Can the number rise, Nate? It's possible. One thing that I want to say, too, is receiving backs, even if he just becomes a receiving back, a third down back, we've seen guys like James White be extremely efficient in roles like that. So if in 3 to 4 years he shifted to that role, that means that at some point he's going to be still startable on your fantasy
team. Nice little veteran on your team.
Exactly, and there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, did you mention, too, that he was running back 4 on the season?
I did not, but that's what I'm talking about. You know, you got that – talking about top 12 upside, RB4 in the season is pretty good upside.
I think so, too, and it's a guy who is running back 4 yet nobody really wants to care about for the most part. I just think it's foolish. And in a super flex, I think you could probably grab him for late first in one quarterback – late to like mid late first and a third.
Yeah.
You got to throw something else on top of that too. In a one quarterback league, I would definitely try to make that move. So, you know, so I'm a big fan of Rashad White. I like him.
Me too.
I want him to stay on my team. I want you in my starting lineup, Rashad White. All right. What do we got next? Oh, okay. Great. Here's another good one. Detroit Lions running back David Montgomery. Chicago left him for dead. Nate, we defer here. Differ? We differ.
Differ.
Defer is when I defer to somebody else for comments. So we differ on this one. Let's kick it off with you. What are you doing, Nate?
I like David Montgomery. I think he's going to be productive this year. But this is the point where you'd rather be a year early than a year late. This is the pivot point for David Montgomery. He's going into his 27-year-old season. He has been used a good bit through his career already. He's had a lot of in-between-the-tackle kind of carries as well. So he's had a lot of tread come off of his tires, Mike. He doesn't have a lot of tread
you got left it.
On the tires.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's got it.
Woo! We got there. I fully understand what tread is. It's impressive.
Great. We start talking about flywheels.
What?
We won't do that to you.
Okay. Yeah, we won't.
You know how to drive you have a manual transmission vehicle.
I do. I drive a stick shift.
Yeah. Little known Nate fact.
I do. Yeah. I'm very proud of it. I love driving stick shift. But David Montgomery, 27 years old. It pains me to get rid of him while he's still going to be productive. But this is the decision you have to make. Do you want to get out a year early, or do you want to be looking at your roster next offseason at this time when David Montgomery is coming out of his 2-year contract with the Lions and you have a 28-year-old running back free agent? And not saying he's going to be completely worthless, but I mean, I don't know if you can get a first round pick right now, but you're certainly not getting a first round pick next year, even if you add something on top, you know? So it's, do you want to get out now? If you're a really competitive team, I can see a different answer, but for me, I'm selling David Montgomery. Can I get a little bit younger? Maybe it's a bit more of a risk with that, whatever player I'm pivoting to, but can I get younger? Can I get a different kind of asset? Can I maybe pivot to a wide receiver and fill a different hole in my team?
What are you getting for him?
Well, you know, I'm trying to get a first round pick in Superflex. I'm, you know, any kind of late first, I'm happy with. If I can't get it, like an early second and maybe like an early third, if I can get 2 seconds, I'd like to get 2 seconds. I do think he's still valuable because you don't have a lot of running backs you can really rely on, and you can rely on David Montgomery getting you points. If it's one quarterback, I think I can definitely get a late first for David Montgomery. I'm hoping I can get something maybe up to like the 108.
Nate, you can pry David Montgomery from my cold, dead hands. I'm holding if I'm competing because I think he is a fantastic running back, and I don't think I can get what I think he is worth right now.
Yeah.
And truth be told, there are times where a player like David Montgomery, and we've seen this happen before. Again, I'm holding because I think I'm competing, right? And all of a sudden, your season goes along and you're not competing anymore. You're doing the opposite of that. That's when David Montgomery, a player like that, is more valuable. So, David Montgomery, sir, great news for you. You're staying on my roster. You're staying in my starting lineup. He was a respectable running back 17 on the season last year. Mike, why would you hold a running back 17 and avoid a guy like Kenneth Walker? Because I think, again, this is a player whose value could increase during the season. I think Kenneth Walker's will stay the same. Look at what he did last year, Nate. 219 attempts, 1,015 yards, 13 touchdowns. And hey, he can catch the ball a little bit too. They got Jahmyr Gibbs there, but they're going to throw you off and throw the rock to David Montgomery a little bit. 16 grabs, 117 yards, no touchdowns. And like I said, I'll sell closer to the season when panic ensues, or if people got running backs dropping like flies, like you know they will at some point, because that's what happens, man. Injuries, the name of the game. Depth is important, everybody.
For sure.
All right, Nate, last one. This one was the toughest one. The whole sheet for me, and I spent probably more time, and I really went back and forth a lot. I think I bought, sold, held, and avoided. I did everything at one point in time for Denver Broncos running back Javonte Williams, because I feel like he's a guy you can make the case for all four, oddly enough. That's what his value's at right now. It's weird. But, Nate, let's kick it off with you because you love going first and talk about running backs. I haven't said that in a while. What are you doing here?
Yeah, so right now on Keep Trade Cut, at least, Javonte Williams is RB15. He's coming off right after Tyjae Spears, right before Josh Jacobs, who's just in front of David Montgomery. So what I'm doing here with Javonte Williams depends on the market price. And I think because of his injury and the fact that he's come back from the injury, he hasn't fully shown us that he's who he wanted to be, but he's been good enough where we're not giving up on him. There's just like the unknown about Javonte Williams. if I have to pay a first for Javonte Williams, I'm out. And a lot of that is because Javonte Williams is going into a contract year. And I'm not going to pay a first for a running back who I don't really know is going to be good this year for sure, because I haven't seen it yet at the end of last year. If I'm going to pay a first for a running back, maybe give me a guy like Josh Jacobs once he has a landing spot or something like that, where I can at least know I'm going to get someone really good for a year. With Javonte, I'm worried about him after next year, but I do have optimism for 2024 because Javonte Williams' work, he's coming off this ACL injury. This is his first full year back. He's not Breece Hall, so he can't come back and just be a, you know, incredible running back like Breece Hall was this year. Most players take a whole year to come back. We saw that with Javonte Williams. And by the end of the season, he was starting to look better. And the production, the volume was actually starting to get there, where he had pretty similar, actually, stats to his rookie season, which gave me hope that this final season, his rookie contract with the Broncos, he can really have a career year. Great for him. Maybe I don't want him after he's a free agent. But this year, 47 receptions for 228 yards and two touchdowns. The receiving yard work, not a lot of great efficiency out of the backfield, but his rookie year, he also caught 45 balls. If you can catch around 50 receptions, I'm happy with that work out of a running back. You're really happy with that. That's like top 10 usage at the receiving work for a running back. So I'll take that. 3.6 yards per carry this year was a career low. His career average before was 4.4. That's his career average, including this year. His rookie year was even better than that. His yards after contact per attempt this year was down 2.7. His career average is 3.4. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of these down stats, but more breakaway runs in 2023, Mike.
Interesting.
That's any run that's 15 yards or more. He had 12 this year versus 9 his rookie season. He had 3 last year before he got hurt. So he had 12 in the first year and 2 games or whatever. And then he had 12 this year. So you get to see he doesn't have the efficiency, but he still has those flashes. That efficiency, I do believe, is going to come back next year. So I have optimism for Javonte Williams in 2024. I have worries about him after 2024 because of him going into free agency. So now that I've laid the full groundwork for my expectations of Javonte Williams, to put it into fantasy terms for next year, I think you're going to get a mid RB2.
Okay.
He has upside based on touchdowns to get into that fringe RB1 territory, but I think you're looking at like RB18. And if you get 1,000 yards, you get 50 receptions for about 300 yards, and say you get 5 touchdowns, which I think is being rather conservative for a bruising back like Javonte Williams, who does have some goal line upside. That would get you 210 fantasy points in PPR, which would be good for an RB18 finish this year. So right there in the middle, RB2 finish. I think that's what you're looking at with Javonte Williams. If that costs you a first-round pick, I'm out. If you can sell for a first-round pick, let's do it. If you can get him for a mid-second, I'm all for it. If you can get him for just a second, even like if it's an early second, you're a competitive team, I'm for it. I think this is just what's the market value within your league. Because, you know, I think you know what you're going to get with Javonte Williams this year. I think you're going to get a solid RB2. But he's going into a contract year. So just something to take into account. Not willing to spend a first one.
And that's why I'm buying low if possible. Now, Mike, why would you want Javonte Williams and not Kenneth Walker III? Well, easily because he doesn't have as much competition. Kenneth Walker does. Now that could change between now and the draft, but I do think the Denver Broncos have other things that they need to worry about. Russell Wilson possibly won't be there. They might be shopping him. Maybe Jerry Jeudy as well could be moving on. I think Cortland Sutton stays for the record. They need to figure out what they're doing at tight end too, because as much as I love Greg Dulcich, he hasn't been able to stay healthy too. So there's other issues that need to be filled in there. I don't think running back is one of them. Did miss a game last year. He had a quad strain. The time I would really try to buy him too is if I was on the clock, I'd love to get him for the 203, 204 personally.
I could
just say that, you know, and someone's like, I want this pick right here because I'm going to draft whoever. I don't care who you want to draft. But hey, you got Javonte. Let's make a deal. And I think that's a good time for you to swing it too. Now, if it's a one quarterback, forgive me, I would still try for that early second. It might end up being late first. Like if it was the 111, 112, I'd strongly consider it. I would try to get a little something back on top of it. Sweeten the deal for me just a little bit. Sweeten the deal. Come on, Nate. Give me $3.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, at the 203, 204, you mean you're looking at a couple running backs there. Early second, you're looking at, you know, Bucky Irving, Blake Corum, if that's your flavor, Trey Benson, Braylon Allen, there's going to be some options there at the running back position. So, you know, I think if you're a competitive team, Javonte Williams
is a
decent buy. But if you're a rebuilding team, you know, if you could flip him. I think there's definitely an opportunity there. But I'm not willing to spend a first on him.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it would be hard, and that's why I try to get some icing on the cake there.
Yeah.
$5, like maybe a late pick back, something like that. It's just something back. $5 make it feel a little bit. $5. Yeah. $5 and a fourth round pick in 2025. Let's do it up. Let's do it up. So, everybody, thank you again for listening. Nate, like always, it has been fun. So, until next time, for Nate, I'm Mike. Thanks again. Thinking about which rookies to target in your fantasy football draft? Look no further than the NFL Mock Draft Database. We are your home for all things NFL mock drafts by sourcing experts and analysts from all over the internet. NFL Mock Draft Database also offers users an ever-changing consensus player rankings to keep you informed on the incoming draft class as you build your dynasty team. Think you have what it takes to be a GM in the NFL? Give our free NFL Mock Draft Simulator a spin, which offers many features such as pick trading, historical draft years, and more. Join us at www.nflmockdraftdatabase.com or follow us on X at _mockdrafts. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.